Mexican efforts to slow migrant caravans draw claims of police brutality. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 2, 2021. Claims of police brutality are rising in Mexico as immigration officials and federal police try to stop caravans of Caribbean migrants from making their way north. El Sumpimiento de la hashtag Caravana Migrant con el Adonami underscore MXY at GN underscore Mexico underscore Refle la Estrategia de hashtag Contención del Presidente at López Obrador underscore en la hashtag Frontera Sur el 31-08 hashtag INMDHO Operavision del Status Migratorio y el 0109 Iscaron Redadas Violentas. pic.twitter.com/F. Omrive Sica. Benjamin Alfaro, at Tape Above. September 1, 2021. The controversy began over the weekend when more than 1,000 migrants from Caribbean countries grew tired of waiting for travel documents to leave the southern Mexican border. According to Proceso, the group left Tapachula, Chiapas, and began walking inland. Unlike previous migrant caravans, this one did not start in Central America as does not appear to include many from the Northern Triangle. Niñas/bebes hashtag Haitianos fueron capturados violentamente en hashtag Redada esta madrugada al 2 de grupo de hashtag Caravana Migrant que llegó a hashtag Mapastepec donde descansaban y se protegían de la lluvia. Cientos de agentes del Adonami underscore MXY at GN underscore Mexico underscore los sorprenderon dormidos pic.twitter.com/e19um5edj. Benjamin Alfaro, at Tape Above, September 1, 2021. Since then, agents with Mexico's National Guard and National Immigration Institute, INM, have been clashing with the migrants as they try to detain them. Sean Humanos pide habitante de hashtag Mapastepec at GN underscore Mexico underscore Iadanami underscore MX mientras graba redada contra una familia de Haitianos. El hombre ya se en el piso bajo una veintina de federales que lo sumten y impiden la grabación at Leon Tras at MM Misa Americano at Aña de Mexico pic.twitter.com/y84whbbmfr. Benjamin Alfaro, at Tape Above, August 31, 2021. So far, three groups or small caravans have tried to leave the southern state and clashed with authorities. El Sumpimiento de la hashtag Caravana Migrant con el Adonami underscore MXY at GN underscore Mexico underscore Refle la Estrategia de hashtag Contención del Presidente at López Obrador underscore en la hashtag Frontera Sur el 31-08 hashtag INMDHO Operavision del Status Migratorio y el 0109 Iscaron Redadas Violentas. pic.twitter.com/F. Omrive Sica. Benjamin Alfaro, at Tape Above, September 1, 2021. Since the start of the week, photographs and videos circulated on social media capturing numerous violent clashes. In one, a video shows an INM agent kicking a migrant on the ground, which led to the suspension of two agents and an ongoing investigation into police brutality. Vergonzoso la manera de actuar contra migrantes por parte de los agentes del INM. Uno le aplica la llave china como vulgar chinero y otro dot inverted exclamation mark la patea la cara. Inacceptable. pic.twitter.com/k-yaif-ib-0-di-costanzo, at 0-di, August 30, 2021. Media personalities bashed Mexico's government, claiming President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is doing the bidding of the U.S. by stopping the caravans. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.